The Brooklyn-based collaborative duo MTAA, or MRiver and TWID Art Associates, create web-based projects that merge performance art with online communities. We asked them to describe Automatic for the People, a performance piece ultimately decided by you, the voting public. Here's Tim Whidden, also known as TWID.
On February 7th, MTAA will do a live performance at SF MoMA. And for the run of the exhibition from November 8th to February 7th, people will be able to vote on different aspects of that performance. So there'll be 10 polls. Each poll has 10 options. And so some of these different options that people can vote on are the makeup of the audience that is allowed to see the performance, the themes of the performance, or as we call them, cultural references, refreshments that could be served at the performance. They actually get to finish the title of the performance. So it's called Automatic for the People with a parentheses. The people get to choose what goes within the parentheses.
This is not the duo's first vote-based project. Here's Michael Sarf, also known as MRiver.
We don't have it in our mind what the final performance is. We built a system that's going to be played out over the course of the installation. One thing about voting in this context is when you think of people voting, you always vote for what you believe is the right thing for you and the right thing for the groups and society around you. In an art context, we totally expect people to vote for the wrong thing. They will vote for the thing that, well, we should probably not be doing in a museum. And that's the humor of it to me, but it's also why votes interest us, is I really want to see what groups of people will say. What do they want us to do? Or is this really what they want us to do in the best possible situation to make a good performance? Or are they really voting for the most difficult thing that they think we can pull off? And I'm happy with both thoughts. And that's kind of why the audience sort of completes this whole thought of the piece.
Votes for Automatic for the People can be cast on the computer kiosk in the Corrette Visitor Education Center on the museum's second floor or online at mtaa.net/vote.